From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
It's time to say Happy New Year to you wherever you are listening in Queensland or beyond. And we're coming to you from the Darling Downs Radio Club in Toowoomba. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club, and welcome to 2025. It's Sunday, the 5th of January, and time for a good look forward to what's coming up this year, all of which you can check on our website. This is a great opportunity to remind you that club activities are open to anyone who's interested in any aspect of our hobby, amateur radio, electronics in general, or just being social. And you can join us as part of your travels. The Darling Downs and the Granite Belt is a really lovely part of the country with so much to see, do, and eat. Oh yes, some of the best food in the country. Here's a thought. Why not combine a social, business, or activation trip with one of our meetings? You can pop the dates in your diary now. Grab a pencil and jot this down. As always, January is a no-meeting month when we let members get on with it. For the rest of the year, our meeting cadence is pretty easy to follow. On the second Monday of each month at 1900 local, we meet in the Toowoomba Library for a tech topic session. You'll find details on the website calendar. And if it's an even-numbered month, we also meet for a social lunch on the second Saturday. Next one of those is the 8th of February from 11:30. Make the opportunity to come to town and join us. And if you decide to hang around for the weekend, you could be in place for our next member meeting, which is on Monday, February the 10th. Bruce Boardman, VK4MQ, has some great ideas about fox hunting, both from the hunt and from homebrew construction point of view. We agree with Bruce that fox hunting combines a great way to learn practical electronics and to sharpen analytical and diagnostic skills. That's perfect positioning to help high school students work towards high ATAR scores. So, the February meeting, Monday, the 10th of February. If you want more info, check the website at www.ddrci.org.au or drop a line to secretary at ddrci.org.au and we'll get back to you. That's it for this week. 73 from John, VK4JPM, and the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It seemed a happy coincidence that our sun joined in the earthly celebrations by providing not one but two solar storms to mark our arbitrary new year. The fireworks looked spectacular on the TV and the solar winds must have provided entertainment and frustration to radio users around the world. The significance of the new year is not whether it is correct by the laws of physics and mathematics, but the mental prompt it gives we humans to refocus and align our thoughts and actions to priorities that may have slipped from view. For each of us, it marks a new beginning to a new time period, and for the mental stimulus, can guide us in a new directions and away from patterns that have become routine, is another way of putting it. This small segment in the weekly news service is primarily aimed at the club environment, but, of course, it must also speak to the individuals who make up those clubs. Those of you who have watched the video posted by Hayden, VK7HH, on his YouTube channel, Ham Radio DX, and using material from the recent RIAST conference in Tasmania, will be either understanding or shocked at the statements from the WIA members on the panel. clubs have largely been left to develop their own strategies for growth without the support of the peak body for amateur radio. Sadly, this merely confirms the impression that many have shared that the board doesn't have an effective working committee structure. Past years have seen much effort given to aiding clubs, and hopefully we can see a resurgence of activity in this area. Here in VK4, we no longer have any state hierarchy between members, clubs and the WIA. How much is shared in the online video meetings with club presidents and ultimately with club members seems to be an unknown quantity. There is a ballot for WIA directors coming up shortly, and I would hope that we see some really inspiring presentations and enthusiasm for growing our hobby and our clubs. It's not usually advised that the floors of our activities are published, but we take part in a communications activity which is largely done over the air and person to person. I would hope that more amateurs can contribute to the discussions and that more clubs can evaluate their situation regarding the leadership that we once valued. It is a new year and the calendar is marked with activities to be addressed. Is this too much to hope and expect that the board, which carries the legal responsibility of supporting and developing amateur radio in VK land, might shine a light on itself so that we all can see the efforts being made to fulfil the duties of being a director? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.